I talked to the chief a little bit, and first off, I want to tell you all, thank you all for the invitation, and I'm glad to be able to come before you guys and tell you that the working relationship that you've got between your police department and your sheriff's department is I'm very proud of that right now. I've not seen that in a long time, and I'm happy with how things are going. I can tell you that I can't speak for Chief Shope, I don't think completely, but I pretty much believe that his crime rate has dropped in the city of Crossville, because I know it has in the county. And usually we kind of operate proportionally to each other whenever the crime's taking place in the community. I can tell you that my drug arrests have increased. My burglaries and theft have decreased. Motor vehicles thefts have decreased, which is which that's good for us. I think I pulled the numbers. We've arrested approximately in the county 4,800 people this year, and have been booked into our intake area of the jail. I don't think a lot of people know what the facility holds and what goes through there. There's been about 11,000 warrants have actually went through the sheriff's office. So there's a lot of business going on, and I think you can your patrol officers and your investigators and detectives that are out here working, they're giving you your money's worth. We talked about the Horizon Initiative, Chief. Do you want to chime in on that, on the Horizon Initiative, as far as how that's going? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, the Horizon Initiative, I'll just tell you, I went out with the mayor and the city manager, and some of you guys were there also, when we went out into the community, not only to elementary age students, but all the way to our seniors, and there was a couple of things that was brought to my attention, and I know Chief's same way, that was common from the youngest kid to the oldest adult that affects us in law enforcement that we've seen, was domestic assaults and drug abuse. They kind of run, coincide together, they run together. But that's not just a crime issue, that's a community issue. And the one thing that I'm greatly proud of is our anti-drug coalition that started up, because I've always said this, you're never going to arrest your way out of this problem that we have, not only in this community. Our drug problem is not held up in Crossville, Tennessee, Cumberland County. It's not there. It's statewide, nationwide. We're never going to arrest our way out of it. It's a community thing. And by beginning this anti-drug coalition and pulling everybody, all the resources to the table, I truly believe that it is a positive way to react to this situation, that we can start trying to maybe build some families back together and get home life the way home life's supposed to be for our community members, which will then open up hopefully more industry coming into our community and bring a more of a positive light into our community, and I'm excited about it. Some of the things that we also, that I can say for the sheriff's office that I just began, because I believe that it starts at a young age. It's hard to change when you change young adults' mindset and how they're going to flow. So one thing that I've just began was with our SRO program is the National Rifle Association Eddie Eagle program. It's for pre-K through fourth grade, and it's simply gun safety. That's all it is, but it's also a way for law enforcement to be able to get in with those children at a young age. It's got a mascot. Gary Howard's going to be overseeing that for me, and I plan on getting into every school in this county that's pre-K through third grade and exposing him to each one of the children on gun safety. And I believe that way they get an understanding as to what law enforcement is really to them, because some of these kids, we kind of take it for granted how we live our lives, what some of these kids have to grow up in. And I believe that's going to be a positive thing. We've got a lot of things going on in the sheriff's office and in the police department. I want to tell you that I've got a great relationship with this man. It's a phone call away, vice versa. It's a very open door thing. We see each other weekly, and I'm very proud of what the city and the county is doing together. I'm not just saying this because I'm your elected sheriff. I'm saying this as long as I've lived in this county, I'm seeing this right here starting to happen more. We're actually starting to work together, and I believe that everything's heading in a positive manner, in a positive direction. So I want to thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Ditto. He did so well, I don't have to say anything, so thank you very much. And it is. It's really a pleasure always to work with the sheriff. I want to just go over a couple things. As you know, that next month during the first meeting of the week, I'll be giving a much more in-depth look at the police department and our operations over the last year. And we haven't actually gotten all of our statistics back from TBI yet. But you know we've submitted them, so we pretty much know what those numbers are. So just briefly, and we're experiencing exactly what the sheriff said. Everything he said is rolling right across the street to us as well. So like in 2014, we had 36,000 complaints. In 15, 34,000 complaints. So we had about 1,700 fewer. That's an important thing. In 2014, we had 2,054 crimes. In 2015, we had 1,749. That's a big deal. That's 308 people who aren't victims, and it's a 15% drop in crime. I'm resting assured that TBI will confirm that in another month or so when they can catch up with every department that they're looking at all their numbers. But these numbers are the lowest we've had in over a decade. So we're real pleased with that. That's a big deal. How? Well, we focus on burglaries, thefts, and drugs, exactly what the sheriff said, because those things are intertwined together. So we noticed that in burglaries, we dropped 26%, in thefts, 28%, and our drug investigations increased. So imagine that, increase on drugs, decrease everything else. So the harder we work them, and we work them together. In fact, almost everything we do together, from training to working narcotics to anything. So it's a good benefit, I think, for everyone concerned. So why does that happen? Well, we have a lot of partnerships. First, we work as hard as we can ourselves, but we work every day with a sheriff. We work every day with a district attorney. We work hard in the magistrates and the judges. But more importantly, we've worked hard with citizens, and they are working hard with us. They started giving us our ideas when we started a product that you called Visioning. I'd never heard of visioning before, but I went out one day. So we're at a school down in Homestead. And, Mayor, you were there. And I had this easel, and I'm taking information from kids. And I said, you really care about what we think? Yes, we do. Well, they started telling me the names of drug dealers. So we wrote it down. And the more we do this, the more people started sharing. And as people start seeing what's going on, they start building confidence. The more we meet with people, the more they share. And so it's been a great partnership, not only intergovernmentally, but with our citizens. As citizens work with us, confidence grows, and our community gets stronger and better. And we're seeing that occur. The better the community gets, the more they want to testify and make it even better yet by putting criminals in jail. The visioning process started the Anti-Drug Coalition, or at least brought it to light. They all existed, but they weren't united. And I think united is the most important word that we can give there. So because of that, we're getting somewhere. And they're bringing all those services together that once existed, but there was no one-stop shopping. But today there is, and that's starting to work good for us. And it'll only get better over time. I promise you that'll work good. And it includes drug abuse and domestic violence, which are two very important issues for us. So we always have to work at those. So are we there yet? No, we're not there yet, but we're working at it. And as long as we continue to work together, and we all continue to work together, it's going to be a great place for everyone who lives, visits, and works here. So my hat's off to you for having that visioning and being thinking about the future and making this a better place for the next generation.